Welcome to another amazing episode of the Path to Podcast Success with your host, audience building and fear-crushing podcast expert, Evan Bradley Johnson. Every single week, Evan has powerful conversations with successful entrepreneurs and business owners, revealing the podcast strategies they use to grow their subscribers and sales, and how you can use your podcast to finally get to that next level. Now, turn on your mic and let's start down the path to podcast success.
Okay, welcome everyone to another very exciting episode of Path to Podcast Success. I have a guest here with me today that I am very excited to have on the show. I think we're going to have a really, really cool conversation today. Gerald Von Stoddard, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Evan. I'm very happy to be here with you today.
Of course. I am very happy to have you. So, I like to start off in the same place with all my guests, and that is by making sure that everyone listening is on the same page and they have, you know, to make sure they have the context they need to get the most they can out of this conversation. So, for those people, go ahead and tell us, what is it that you do?
What I do? Well, I am a productivity coach, and that's probably a very unsexy word for a lot of people. You know, it seems to be very vogue to say, I'm going to help you 10K to 100K your months, but a lot of people are putting the cart before the horse. So I really help coaches, consultants, service providers level up their productivity. Because to gain hours back per week, increase the revenue, attract more clients. And I do this pretty quickly. It's really not a complicated process, and it's really about doing less and not more. So, yeah.
Okay. And how long have you been working in the world of productivity?
Subconsciously, always.
Aren't we all? Yeah.
I think that this is a culmination of years of working as an entrepreneur in so many different aspects, the last 16, almost 18 years, you know, and it's just been a culmination of really myself as an experiment and, you know, and bringing that into different types of businesses. I didn't always work with coaches or consultants. I spent actually a lot of my years working with solo business owners, retail locations, nonprofits, arts organizations, film companies, theater companies. I mean, you name it, you know, really just entrepreneurs, I guess. And, you know, regardless of what it was that I was doing or what the job title was, what was really happening even back then was how to get the most out of the resources people were using or they were wasting. And, you know, when I moved into the coaching world, it was really clear that this is happening there too. It doesn't really matter. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs, especially new entrepreneurs, you know, coaches and consultants, because this has become a very, you know, popular business model, and for good reason. I mean, the low overhead, the ability to quickly, you know, take an expertise and help people like right away. I mean, that's very attractive. It can be lucrative and it can be transformative at the same time. And that's a wonderful business model. So that's just where my focus is now, is working with those types of people. But it's really just been an evolution. You know, I've worked as a graphic designer, film editor, sound designer, email marketing, and ad creative. Man, I could just keep going down the list.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's definitely definitely, I mean, productivity is a huge part of entrepreneurship, and it's something that we all kind of come to terms with sooner or later. You know what I mean? Like, it's something at some point everyone sat down and thought about it, like, how can I be more productive? How can I take advantage of my time? All that fun stuff. And, you know, in that same vein, I am a huge fan of actionable advice, right? Mm. Like, I want to make sure people listening can really take, you know, actionable steps today and really run with them. So
yeah,
let's say someone is really interested in, you know, we're talking about productivity, thinking, oh man, I procrastinate all the time, or I could be doing more, or, you know, whatever they may be thinking. What is one piece of actionable advice you would give in the realm of productivity
that someone could take an action on right now, like who's like listening right now and saying, oh man, I got to do something right now? Well, I would say, man, it's a toss up between stop multitasking and stop trying to create things without listening. Because a lot of times, and I think this happens quite a bit, and whether you're an entrepreneur online or even a retail location, because I could go back years, you know, to something I really helped two retail locations with, was how much time they were wasting making things that nobody wanted. You know, and you can't get that time back. So you play a lot of catch up, or why is nobody interested in this? You know, so it's like, for that's why I talk a lot about elimination. And, you know, there's a couple tools, you know, none that I've invented. I just use myself, and because they work, you know, there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. Either people are sometimes trying to cram everything they can into 24 hours, or play catch up, or, you know, thinking just about money. But there's no real plan. There's no real organization, or that just seems like the boring stuff. That seems like, no, you know, I want the lifestyle. I want something without doing the work. You know, and there's so many things I could say you could do literally today, like stop. I was just having this conversation today, and I was telling someone, I said, listen, all those things that you're downloading and you're putting into your, you know, folders, and you're going to take a piece here and take, just stop doing that. Like, you're not going to do that anymore. You're not going to take anything anymore. And you're just going to start listening. You're going to start conversations. You're going to connect with people and build relationships, because that's really what's going to move everything forward. You know, you're not going to waste time making stuff no one wants. You're going to be creating content that, you know, is speaking directly to your audience. You're going to be making the things that are that, you know, the people that you specifically help are looking for, instead of, okay, well, I've made this ebook, I want to get into podcasting, or I want to get, I should make this reels, and I got to do stories, and oh my God, I got to do Instagram. And it's like, I don't have to do any of that. You know, pick one social media, start having conversations with people, listen, and, you know, start building. You know, we use these terms like avatar, buyer persona, but those words work just fine, whatever you want to call it. You know, start building that profile that's going to target your messaging. So it's a lot about just stopping. Just stop and take a breath, get your head right. And, you know, you don't, and just start eliminating all the things that are like causing the overwhelm and the stress. And if you could just take, like, you know, 1 to 3, you know, the most important tasks for the day, that and really nail them. I mean, that's a huge success. And that's a huge success. And trying to say, I've got 80 tasks, how can I be more efficient? Because efficiency is fantastic, but how am I, you know, is this productive? So for me, it really is going to be about elimination before efficiency, and start listening. I think that would, you know, I can be long-winded. I love talking about this stuff, Evan, but I think that's what it does, just come to about stop doing everything and start listening. If that's, you know, if you could do that today, that's a win.
Right. Because I mean, that's really what sets a lot of business owners apart. I mean, it's okay if you're a solopreneur, there's nothing wrong with that. But like, a lot of people suffer because they're trying to do everything in the business, right? And that kind of comes from what you're saying. You don't have to do everything, right? Find the tasks that, you know, don't light you up or when you're zone of genius and don't really move the needle, and outsource those. And then
absolutely. Another, I mean, you know, for me, those are definitely what's the right word? You know, elevated sort of abilities for a business. Like, you know, if I've got the foundations for being more productive, if I've eliminated all these distractions, I'm using something like the Eisenhower Matrix, you know, which I highly suggest, is such a fantastic one. You can even journal it. It doesn't have to be more tech in your life. You can actually get rid of a lot of tech. You know, if you've got a Facebook account, Messenger, a way to keep track of, you know, your standard operating procedures and your key performance indicators, like, you know, and you're tracking your conversations, you're going to be just fine. If you just have a way to reach people and talk to them and you know, build out, you know, who your audience is and develop that, it's going to be probably pretty not that far down the road that you're going to be able to delegate and outsource, build a team, hire a VA. But everybody wants to do those things at, like, right away. You know, it's like, well, I mean, and that can be anti-productive, because if you don't know how your business runs the best, because this is your expertise, and you're just passing that off to someone, that's going to take up headspace as well. So I really feel like as solo business owners, it's super important that you have to build the foundations, you know, and have a system in place that you know is proven to work, and give that to someone when time is right, you know, that they're going to be on board as a team member, an extension of your productivity.
Yeah. I mean, there you go, because that, I mean, it really is. I mean, that's, I see it's what sets businesses apart, right? Yes, it is possible to be a solopreneur and succeed. No, there's nothing inherently wrong with it, right? There's no right or wrong way to do anything.
Right.
The kind of success you can achieve, I mean, being a solopreneur is kind of like creating a job for yourself, as opposed to being a true, like, business owner, right? If you're a solopreneur, you're working in the business, right? You're not working on the business. You're doing everything. It's all on you. You get sick, the business, you know, it dies. You want to take a vacation? Well, good luck with that. But if you have a team supporting you, you know what I mean? But if you have a team supporting you, then that's a different story.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the thing is, you know, I don't have a team right now. I've had a team, and I've built teams around, you know, before I was doing this, I was very much a project consultant, and I built teams per project, and it was great fun. We had just an awesome time, and, you know, great connections. And I would say, absolutely, if you can build the right team, I mean, your business, you know, could absolutely, you can walk away and everything's going to be all right. But there are ways to do it. If you are a solo business owner, to be sick, to go on vacation, to lose your Wi-Fi, and everything's going to be okay. You know, there's always, you know, a way, even as a solo business owner, because the problem is too, is that some of those things that I see people working, you know, when they're working in their business, they don't need to be doing.
But, right.
You know, if I don't really take a look at this stuff, if I don't have, you know, the tools or help to really look at, is this wasting my time? Or is this really moving my business forward? You know, and one of the things, you know, that I say too is, but the problem is if you're just using your head as your, my God, you know, I almost said Rolodex. My God, if you're under like 40, and I'm going to know what that is. if you're just using your headspace as your all-in-one tool, that's, I couldn't think of a more like anti-productive way to run your business. So when I say like, you don't have to have this huge tech stack, there has to be a way, you know, and it can be as simple as a Google Doc, Google Sheets. It could be a journal, as long as, you know, I'm tracking stuff. You know, as long as I'm able to see that, you know, hey, look, I spend all this time doing all this stuff and I'm so busy, 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 but do I have to be this busy? You know, what could I do to systemize or process like some of this stuff or even automate some of it so that, you know, if I had a few days sick, lead generation is happening. I can still type on Messenger. I mean, unless I was in an accident or something, you know, God forbid, but I'm just saying there are always ways to stop working so much in your business, even if you don't have a team just yet.
Very, very true. Yeah. And that's always, whenever I talk about hiring people and having a team and all that kind of stuff, I definitely like to clarify that there's nothing, like I said, there's nothing inherently wrong being a solopreneur, and it is possible. You know what I mean? Mm. It just depends on the goals for your business and all that kind of stuff. Because team members, you know, it gives you the ability to really grow and scale. You know what I mean? Depending on the business and depending on the goals and how you want to go about it. You know what I mean?
And, right. And depending on the motivation for the team. You know what I mean? And I'm just being a personal experience. You know, one project that I was involved in, someone had built a team and it was my job as a project manager. And it was clear that 90% of that team was actually causing less productivity, less revenue, less everything. Really, it was they were a hindrance to the business. And you know, when I had long talks with those owners, and the motivation behind that team was because they were exhausted, they were tired, they wanted to have more time off or do this or do that. So it was done pretty quickly. And that's not a good way to do it either. Like, if, you know, just rushing to just pass stuff off because I don't want to do it.
Oh, yeah. No.
It can be counterproductive to actually, you know, scaling the business. I mean,
you need to do it. It only works if you do it smart. You know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying only works if you do it smart. You take your time, hire the right people, all that fun stuff.
Right. Or it could be, you know, I mean, these people hired like 8 people and in the end we kept 1 and we redid their whole social media management. We redid their digital presence that not only increased revenue, it saved money, it saved time, and they still got to go on vacation. I mean, it was a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. So I want to shift gears a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's a question that I want to ask you. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. So when you first started in business, what was your biggest fear? And did that fear end up coming true?
That's a great question. You're making me have to go back. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur, I think, my whole life, even when I was like 5 years old. You know, I wanted to start my own comic book publishing company. And I didn't make any money, but I did. I was making comics. I was collecting comics from friends, and I was putting together. We knew a neighbor who had this way to print them out, like copy them in a way. Wasn't, you know, a newspaper route. I didn't always have a lot of fear about doing. Well, no, let me just say this. Let me be honest. I think as I got older, you know, there was more fear and about You know, we hear these terms like imposter syndrome, stuff like that. Am I qualified? You know, like it's really different when you're all alone. And, you know, because I think being an entrepreneur is a calling. It's not a choice. Like, you either really have it or you don't. Like, I don't think you can. Can you make an entrepreneur? I don't know. I'm not the best person to discuss that. And I'm sure maybe people listening totally disagree with me. I think you just, you have it inside of you already. And it's just finding a way to channel that. But even with that motivation and that spirit, you know, fear is a, it's a part of, I think it's a part of that journey. And I think that, you know, we're so wired for fast dopamine, meaning that we're all wired for reward, and we do everything we can to avoid pain. And that's just human nature. And I think entrepreneurs, no matter the calling and you know, the that just overwhelming desire to do more, to help more, to create, to, you know, to be in charge of your life and the direction and helping people, you know, it took, you know, some practice, some discipline, and say, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And if I fail and the business folds, then I'll just do another one.
You know? Yeah.
And that's what, and I got to tell you that, I mean, that's what it's been. I mean, you know, I listen, I've been starting businesses before, you know, Facebook was exploding. You know, I'm not like, I don't want to date myself too much. I mean, I know people who are older and I know a lot of people who are younger. I think a lot of people, you know, the opportunities now are just, it's just crazy. It's just absolutely astounding. But I think because there's so much more visible competition, there's so much more visible, I'm going to say, quote unquote, saturation. Because I don't know if either one of those are true. I don't know if there's a bigger competition than your own mind. And I don't know if there's actual saturation. I think these are things we start to believe because we see Facebook, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, you know, we see LinkedIn, we see all these different things like, oh, well, you know, I can't compete with that guy or that girl. She's doing amazing. Yeah, but they've probably been doing this for a few years and have a story to tell, you know? And here, and the last thing I just say about it is, you know, the really cool thing that helps people the most is like identifying, you know, like, I don't know anybody who just comes into building a business from zero to millions without having a story to tell. You know, and that story is similar to a lot of people's. Like, I tried this, it didn't work. So I did this, it worked a little bit. Then I did this. You know what I mean? It's like some things work and some things don't. But I think entrepreneurs sort of dust themselves off and take that as a life lesson and say, well, I learned this though. This was insanely valuable. And I'm going to use this to build something new and better.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, but yeah, man, I can get that fear bug right away. I still comes up. It still comes up. You know, but I think the really important thing too, and the really cool thing is, you know, not just to be building a client base, it's to build a network. And it's to build, you know, relationships with people who are not your clients. They are your support. They're your friends. They're your peers. And a lot of times I think that's almost probably more important to do it first, you know, and to share stories and share experiences, get a mentor, you know, like, just got to get in there. You just got to get in there with 2 feet and say, hey, man, I'm totally freaking out here, but I'm going to do it anyway because this is a calling.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that, I mean, that the fear, it really does. I mean, everyone experiences it, you know, in an ongoing way. Like, it's always going to kind of come up and you just have to be able to accept it and learn from it and move on. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess in some ways, make it your friend. It can be a great motivator because it's going to be the best. When people hear you're afraid too, but look, you're doing awesome. How did you do that? You know? And that's the story, and stories and storytelling. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what the conversations are about, you know, about it's not just like waiting for my turn to talk, you know. Sure, it's listening, it's the sharing, it's the empathy, it's the identification, because I think, and you'll see it, and I think most people could agree that what leads people to buy your services, and it is not your expertise. I think a lot of people think that, but it's, they trust you. And if they trust you because you're being a real human being and you're willing to, you know, share your story. And I think then people are like, yeah, this is, I like that. That's attractive.
Yeah. Well, Gerald, I think we could probably talk about all of this for hours, but I want to make sure I respect your time and the time of our listeners. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast as such an incredible guest. And for people listening who are interested in you and in your work, where can they find out more about you?
Well, you can go right to my Facebook profile. I keep it pretty simple. You can send me seriously a DM. I'd rather just talk to people. I'm going to tell you, I'm one of those. Listen, I could create all day, and that's why I don't. That's my comfort zone. So to get out of my comfort zone, yeah, sure. I have it's not even a funnel. It's not a funnel at all. It's just a way to book a 30-minute. You know, conversation that's like no pitch or anything like that. But you can find me right on Facebook at, you know, Gerald Von Stoddard, and shoot me a message. And that's how I really would love to connect with people. It's just, you know, talk, get to know more about you, get to know more about me. And that way it's like, I'm gonna cut out all this stuff. You know, I don't have any like lead magnets or send you down a rabbit hole. You know, I've got a way to help people elevate their productivity, and you know, I've pared that down to like a 30-day you know, program. But if people only have 30 minutes, we can get on a conversation, and I think I, you know, can definitely help.
Right. Well, I appreciate you being willing to come on the podcast and sharing all that. I highly encourage everyone listening to check it out, send them a message, all that fun stuff. And again, thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Evan. Yeah, it's great to chat with you. I could do this for hours, too. So, yeah, awesome.
Thank you for listening to this episode and for supporting the Path to Podcast Success Show. If you haven't already, please leave us a 5-star rating and a written review, letting us know what you think of the show so we can bring you the most value we can from these expert podcasters. Your support helps us reach more people looking to step up their podcast game so that they can continue to grow their brand and spread their message. So, again, thank you for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success, and we'll see you in the next episode.